Carol Tarrant, the coordinator of development for the Virginia Western Community College Educational Foundation, on where Western employs those success coaches.
One of them is the last two semesters, and the other one is getting students just as they come in.
VWCC also offers the Fralin Futures Scholarships. 36 students were named to the 2021-22 cohort.
That's for students who are in the last two semesters. We call it a finish line scholarship. So they're close to graduating. They already have kind of their career in mind, and this is a merit-based scholarship. So it's our best students qualify for this, helping connect them to employers in the Roanoke Valley, because the idea is to keep these students here. We don't want a brain drain, right? We don't want people to leave.
But students about to move on from Virginia Western often need help, says Tarrant.
Students say they're about to graduate. They had some health crisis. Well, what's going to happen? Will they be able to graduate? Who should they talk to? They just get in this zone of stress and they freeze up and they don't know what to do. And some students, when they freeze up, they just drop out. It was disheartening to see that. And I did some research and saw there are a couple other schools in the country that are focused on the finish line.
Those Fralin Futures Scholarships require funding, and that's where the foundation Tarrant oversees makes the difference with the Fralin Futures STEM-H Scholarship Program.
So we all believe in it. It's just finding the funding. And that's where the Educational Foundation has come in. Thanks to our donors, they believe in it too. You know, they make an investment in these students, and they want to see them finish, not just start.
One of those success coaches is Skylar Van Montfrans, new to Western this year after teaching at William Fleming High School and most recently at Virginia Tech.
They're coming down the home stretch, you know, toward the finish line, so they're interested in being connected with employers and getting their resumes ready and you know, preparing for that scary interview. My career thus far, I think, has prepared me really well to hold this position. You know, I've been in the high school environment. I've been at four-year schools and graduate school. I taught biology lab at the University of Florida. The needs of high school students as they get to college and the needs of college students as they move through college and then as they get ready to move on to careers, that intersection is where I've worked and spent a lot of my professional life.
Van Montfrans is success coaching soon to graduate Virginia Western students who are ready to start their careers.
I think they're all the most nervous about the interview. I don't remember what it was like when I first left school and started to look for jobs, but the interview part was the part that I was just hoping for. But these students have a lot of trepidation about the interview. They want a lot of preparation. They want to know how they can get ready for that.
The Virginia Western Community College Educational Foundation also funds the CCAP program that has helped more than 3,000 eligible local students attend Virginia Western tuition-free to date. Now success coaches like Skylar Van Montfrans are helping some of those same students take the next step.
The last year has been challenging, but they're ready to take what they've learned here and either take that directly to their career or to a four-year school. It's an exciting time to be helping students right now.
For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.